George Ranch High School Basketball is on the air. This is our 10th Longhorns basketball on GRH Booster Club Search. And with the continued bet, follow the Lady and the Boys team, coached by Brian Henry, for the playoffs. And an all-radio is live with 24 season. And we'll find him with live broadcasts through the U.S. playoffs and the championship round in 6A basketball. My radio is LCIS School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando, student broadcaster Jack Green, and the rest of the GRHSI radio crew for live Longhorns basketball.
It's Bob Riley, live from Bull in Richmond, Texas. Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Jack tonight, I'm Tom Tarando, and we welcome you in to Longhorns basketball, 6A varsity basketball from George Ranch. The Dulles Vikings are in the building. We're waiting for the JV game to wrap up here. We're tied at 47 with about 4.5 minutes left on the clock. Freshman A team did not fare very well. Dulles took that one 67-27 here in the gym. JV squad on the floor at the moment. Longhorns were down by 8 or 9 in the V game. Took a decent lead all the way through the second and third quarter. Dulles came on in the early part of this fourth quarter, and now the Longhorns drop in. They lead 49-47. So while we have the opportunity, let's bring in my partner tonight, Jack Green. Jack, why not introduce yourself to everybody and let us know what year of school you're in and your interest in broadcasting.
Yes, sir. So I'm Jack Green. I'm a junior here at George Ranch High School. I'm on the football team. I'm on the track team. I throw shot put, and I throw discus pretty well. I'm just excited to get into journalism because it's a fun hobby to have, and I'm just looking forward to hanging out and finding some way to talk about some basketball tonight.
Yeah, Jack and I were talking off air. You are a tackle on the football team?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And as he just pointed out, in the track and field arena, he's got two field events, discus and shot put.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. I've never done anything close to that.
Yes, sir. So a shot put is basically a cannonball. It's a 12-pound metal ball that I put. It's like the Highland Games, if you think about it like that. Discus, it's a little bit more delicate, I'd say. It's like a weighted frisbee. It's about 3.5 pounds, 1.6 kilograms, and I spin it, I throw it pretty well. It's my second year on varsity, so we'll see how that goes, but I'm just excited for another great season to start up again.
The choreography for both of those events is different, but unique in their own way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. So I glide and shot put. I don't spin. But some guys do spin, but I do spin a discus. It's just fun. It's a fun way to get out. It's a fun way to have some fun, and I'm pretty good at it. So I enjoy
How'd you develop an interest in those two events?
Yes, sir. So my dad was my dad did it in college. He walked on his senior year. He did really, really well at it. He played it in high school, too. So seventh grade, I needed something to do with these, so I set up, and that's where we are now.
Nice. Very nice. And it's one of those positions, I guess, on the track team where if you like it, if you're good at it, there's always a spot. It's not one of those, like, highly sought after.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm the only good one this year. We don't have any of those, so it's always fun. I always like doing it, so it's just – it's a fun thing to do.
All right. He's Jack Green. I'm Tom Tarando. And we are down to 146 left in the JV game. George Ranch ahead 51-50. Not a good night for the freshman A. They dropped a game to the Dulles Vikings freshman A squad. So after this one concludes, we'll have about 8 to 10 minutes of a pregame shoot-around by the clubs, and then the opening tip. So we'll take a break here. We'll take a couple breaks, as a matter of fact. When we come back, we'll talk about 26A, We eventually have an interview with head coach Brian Henry. We'll have that for you during the pregame show. Then Jack and I will give you the starting lineups, and we'll be ready to tip things off at George Ranch. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School, JV game wrapping up before our varsity tip-off. Longhorns lead by one, 51-50, ever since midway in the first quarter. The Longhorns have led in this ball game several times. In the third quarter, they tied it up, went ahead by a few. Early part of the fourth quarter, another challenge by the Vikings. The Longhorns tied it back up and now lead by one with 39 seconds left. And we'll spend some time just calling the rest of this as that comes down.
The JV team has played really, really hard tonight. I'm impressed so far. They just called a foul, number one. So,
yeah, they... you and I were talking off air about that a little bit. They've had some really strong games this year. They, like the varsity team, have had some difficulties closing out on games. But other than that, you know, a good team, and I'm sure Brian Henry is thrilled with the group that's going to be coming up to varsity next year as well.
Yes, sir. Coach Justice has done a great job with these guys. From what I can tell, he's a great football coach, so. It's nice to see him coaching basketball, too.
The Vikings have had several attempts at the basket. There's the third one. And
oh, they hit a buzzer beater.
That is a buzzer beater.
Hit a buzzer beater. 52-51. The Dulles Vikings win it. Oh, my goodness. Heartbreak for the Longhorns.
During that last 39 seconds, Vikings had trouble. They put it up from different places on the court. Couldn't get it to drop. Down within 2 seconds, they put one up from the left corner. That one didn't go. The ball was kicked out top, and then somebody dropped one in from about the key area, and the ball went in. You heard the horn and the roar of the crowd, and they win it 52-51. A nice finish for Dulles, a real heartbreaker for George Ranch.
Man, that's got to sting. Feels a little bit like a commentator's curse there a little bit. Man, that one's got to hurt a little bit for the Longhorns. That was brutal.
Yeah, that George Ranch broadcaster's curse, that ebbs and flows through here. We talk about that during just about every broadcast, no matter what sport. You know, talk about different things in football, basketball, on the baseball and softball diamond, and sometimes they help, sometimes they hurt. All right, let's flip over and talk about 26A. Let me run down the overall standings, and then Jack and I will talk about the two clubs doing battle tonight in 26A. In first place, Fort Bend Clements. They are perfect at 25-0 and 11-0 in district play. Elkins in second place at 10-2. Fort Bend Travis in third place at 8-4. And Travis is the team that draws the bye tonight in a nine-team district. Somebody always has the night off. Tonight it's the Travis Tigers. Fourth place, Hightower at 6-5. And then a tie for fifth place, Bush and Ridgepoint at 6-6. George Ranch in seventh place at 3-9. And then a tie for eighth place with Austin and these visiting Dulles Vikings. They're both 1-10. And Jack, you and I talked about this off air too, that George Ranch has had its share of difficulties this year. Dulles has had an even a tougher time of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can tell a little bit from that 1-10 record, but they're giving it their best. So it's supposed to be a good game tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Every time we talk to Brian Henry, and he says it tonight on the interview that we have with him, that 26A is just one of the toughest districts around the greater Houston area. And it really doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. When we talk to Nick Cavallo, when we talk to Greg Kubza, talk to Coach Witt about softball, we talk to Coach Trotter about girls basketball, they all agree, and year after year all the coaches agree, that 26A is just a tough, tough district. And, you know, it's one of those old broadcasters things, any given night. But these teams always do battle. They're always tough. Brian Henry talks about it in the interview tonight that Dulles is a scrappy team. They're big. They got a lot of senior leadership on their club. So you never know what's going to happen.
Yep. And another thing about Dulles is you can always tell when you play them in football, you play them in baseball. They're always a tough team to beat. It's never a free game when you play Dulles.
No, not at all. Speaking of other teams in 26A, here's the lineup for tonight around this district. Hightower is at Elkins, Bush at Clements, and Ridgepoint at Austin. All of those are scheduled as a 7 o'clock tip-off, as ours is, although it's now 7:09, and when the JV games run long, teams have to clear the gym, then the varsity will come in, and as we talked about earlier, there'll be about a 10-minute shoot-around time, so we'll have the opportunity to talk more about the clubs and kind of get you ready for this game. The Longhorns, in the last three or four games that we've done, starting with the Clements game, had a great game for three quarters against Clements, led at halftime in that game, lost that one 59-40. Then Travis comes in, Longhorns lose that one by 11, but again had a really strong showing through two, three quarters in that game. And finally, they were able to kind of break out of that mode in the Bush game last week and beat the Broncos by 11, 64-53. And in that one, there was some slippage in the third quarter. Brian Henry talks about that in the interview as well. But they persevered and won that one going away by 11 points. So, again, records are deceiving. Numbers are deceiving. This is a strong George Ranch club. They've just had their trouble closing out.
Yeah, and I don't know. It always feels like a good game whenever the George Ranch Longhorns are playing. It's always close. I'm always excited to watch them play some basketball.
Speaking of districts, on Thursday, the biannual realignment takes place in UIL basketball and or UIL sports, rather. And so we will find out on Thursday what the configuration of the district is for George Ranch, where they will be in all sports. And it might be interesting to some fans about what teams have jumped up to 6A, what teams may have dropped down to 5A, and what the configuration of the district is. Obviously, our opponents in this district are all the Fort Bend schools. Next season, starting next season, that may not be the case. We'll have to see what the end result is in the district. So, we will take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more about these clubs. You're listening to Live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHI Radio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is Live Longhorns Boys Basketball from the Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Let's head back out to the gym and join Tom Tirando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for tonight's live Longhorns basketball game.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. We are in the midst of, looks like parent night here at the ranch. All the players being introduced with their escorts and... We spy one Brian Henry with Brian Henry Jr. and his mother out on the court. Always a nice opportunity towards the end of the season to introduce the players, introduce their folks, and kind of give everybody a shout-out for what parents do to keep their student-athletes on the field, on the court, during their time at George Ranch High School.
Parent night's always a fun night. It's always good to see those who care most about the players out here on the court.
Yeah, it really is. We always have the honor of introducing the seniors with their parents for the wrestling program. I always enjoy doing that. And you can tell parents are just so proud of their sons and daughters who, you know, toil away in the classroom all day long and then spend their time on the field, on the court, on the mats, doing their thing in extracurricular activities. Huge group out on the court tonight, and they're trying to push people together enough to get a nice photo of them.
I'll be surprised if Coach Wilson gave everyone in this photo. It's a lot of people here. Stretches about 7/8 of the floor.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. We will take one more quick break, and then when we come back, we'll have the interview with Brian Henry. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS athletic booster club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, about 10 minutes in the shoot-around. Both clubs out on the floor. The Longhorns in their white jerseys tonight with maroon trim and maroon letters and numbers. The Dulles Vikings in their red uniforms with white and dark blue trim and white numbers and letters on their jerseys. Everybody kind of shaking the dust off a little and getting their shots in order. We said at the beginning of our pregame show, both clubs have had their difficulties this year. George Ranch is 16-14 overall, 3-9 in the district. Dulles 14-15, just one game below 500 but 1-10 in district play. And, you know, both clubs want to kind of go out on a high note and look towards next year, see what they got coming up in the program, and kind of get ready for next season. As we just talked about before that break, realignment occurs on Thursday. So we'll have to see if these teams will be in the same district next for the next two seasons or not. We don't know about that yet. Some teams have moved up to 6A. Some have dropped off of or dropped out of 6A. You know, realignment is based on attendance at the high schools, and that's how they divide teams between 1A, 2A, 3A, and all the way up to 6A in all the major sports. And frankly, once the realignment occurs, that is the same realignment for academic UIL competitions as well. So not just sports, but all UIL competitions, both in the classroom and outside. So,
Yeah, it's always fun to play these Fort Bend schools. After this season, it's a little shaky, but I always look forward to playing the Ridge Points and the Elkins and Hightower and all of them. So we'll see how realignment shakes out, though, on Thursday.
We had a great opportunity. We've talked about this on the air at other times. Ridge Point has kind of replaced Foster High School as our main competition and opponent and, you know, a rival in 26A. And everybody looks forward to Ridge Point coming in for, you know, volleyball, baseball, softball, basketball, whatever it is. And you know this from the football field. They are one that bring a punch in every sport. And it's always fun to have the Ridge Point Panthers come in.
Yeah, it's always a great time to play Ridge Point. Even in track and field, you can feel it a little bit. It's always fun to play them. It's going to be hard to miss out on Clements and Elkins and who else is here, Bush and Austin and Travis too. So I'm looking forward to seeing who we get the next 2 years at George Ranch High School.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be an interesting realignment in a couple days, so we'll bring you fans up to date on that the next time we're on the air. We had an opportunity, as we always do, to talk to the head coach of the Longhorns, Brian Henry. Here's our interview. All right, Brian Henry is here. We're courtside watching the JV game with the Clements Rangers and the Longhorns. And again, the hits keep coming. A big team coming in here tonight.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're number one in the district. I think 8 in state, 20-0. So it's going to be a real challenge for us tonight.
Brian Henry's here about 15, 20 minutes before our tip-off tonight with the Dulles Vikings in 26A. But let's jump back a little bit and talk about your victory over Bush High School, 64-53, last week when we were here in the gym.
Oh, yeah, man. The guys came out. They were focused, and we executed on both sides of the basketball. Shots were falling, and we did a great job on the defensive side of the ball.
You really got a lot of contribution. You got Chid with 25, Elvin Bro with 19, 10 for Munalal. But your club really showed a lot of heart in the third quarter and into the fourth, just kind of sticking with the club. They had some turnovers, but they really stayed with it and emerged victorious.
Yes, that third and fourth quarter, Bush made a push. We withstood the storm. Like you said, we caused some self-inflicted wounds with the turnovers. But, guys, you know, they stayed focused. They stayed together as a team, didn't point fingers, and we was able to come out victorious.
You and I talked about that a little bit off air, that during this 23-24 season, your club has had some difficulty closing some games out, really played some good games against Clements and Travis, but this time able to close one out from start to finish.
Yeah, that was the clue with us. We're still, for some reason, figuring it out how to close those games. We have possession of the ball or we have the lead, and just maintaining the lead. And even when we lose the lead, we have to find a way to get that lead back.
All right, bring it to the present. What are you expecting out of the Vikings tonight?
Oh, the Vikings, man, they're a great up-and-down team. They shoot a lot of threes and transition. Small ball club, they have a big heart. They played a lot of ball clubs really to the end. So it's going to be an up-and-down tempo game. Hopefully they'll miss some shots and hope we can hit some shots.
Looking at their roster, they got a heavy senior presence on their club. They've had some difficulties this year we have, but every time we tip it off, you never know what's going to happen.
Man, it's District 6A, 26A. I mean, it's tough every night. You have to respect all your opponents because also playing a second time around, everybody's adjusted. Everybody's picked up and did some great things, so we really have to stay focused.
How about the physical fitness of your club tonight?
Yeah, they're physical fit. We had a good workout on Saturday as well as yesterday, so we try to watch that too as well, the length of practice. But I believe we have enough guys to sustain the up-and-down tempo.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Good luck.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That's Brian Henry, the head coach of the Longhorns. And, Jack, you can tell he's always upbeat, always looking for some positives when his club takes the court.
Coach Henry's always a great guy. I'm a big Coach Henry guy. He's always a fun personality. He's always happy. He's always excited to be here. And it seems like he's excited to beat these Dulles Vikings tonight.
Yeah, it really does. And, a couple things we previewed in that interview was that he knows that his... Okay, hold on a second, folks. We'll get who's playing here. 0-1-3-5-11. Great. Thanks, Eric. All right, that's Eric Ryburn. He's the official scorekeeper here at George Ranch High School for girls and boys basketball. Just kind of dropping in the lineups for us. Now we have lineups for both clubs. Tell you what, we will take a break here. When we come back, I will give you the lineup for the Dulles Vikings, and Jack will run down the starters for George Ranch. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is George Ranch High School Basketball, live on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, we will run down the starters for you. About a minute or so left in the shoot-around here. We're going to run down the starters for you. I'll talk about the visiting Dulles Vikings, and then Jack will bring you up to date on the starters for George Ranch. That way you can listen in to our PA announcer do it here for the fans here. First of all, for the Dulles Vikings, a 6'4 senior, Taylen Ford. A 6'2 senior, Rosiah Scott Bates. A 5'11 senior, Chase Bernard. A 5'10 senior, Carter Truscott. And a 6'1 senior, Justin Davis. It'll be Taylen Ford, Rosiah Scott Bates, Chase Bernard, Carter Truscott, and Justin Davis, the starting five for Martin Walls, Dulles Vikings. Jack?
and starting tonight for your George Ranch Longhorn varsity basketball team. We've got number one, Alvin Bro. Number five, Caden Munawal. We got number three, Corey Jackson. We got number 24, Adelu Ogosanya. We got number 23, Kid Chiakwalu. This is starting five for Coach Henry, and this is the five that's going to get it done tonight.
Nice job on Chiakwalu. I know that's a tongue twister. It took me about half a season to get that one down. Good job on that lineup. George Ranch is now the PA announcer is introducing the starters to the fans here at the competition gym. We are in the southwest corner of the gym, as we always are. The Longhorns tonight will be moving right to left across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. Welcome in. If you're a Dulles Vikings fan, welcome into the broadcast. Jack and I will do our best to call the game for you. Go ahead.
We always try to be an unbiased crew here at GRHSI Radio. So.
Yeah, we do. You're going to play it right down the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. Straight down the half-court line.
All right, on the other side, as we described, the Dulles Vikings have their red uniforms with white trim, white letters and numbers on those jerseys. They're being introduced. Their bench is at the far end away from us. Longhorns waiting to be announced to the crowd, wearing their white uniforms with maroon trim, with maroon letters and numbers on their jerseys. We'll let you listen in. All right, Dulles Vikings out on the court first.
Coach Brown always brings the energy for the intros. It's always really fun.
He does. And I realized at the beginning of this year not to try and compete with that. That's why we just let the fans listen into that. We give the lineups early and then kind of listen into to him, deliver it to the crowd here at George Ranch. All right, in the circle, 6'4", Talon Ford for the Vikings, and 6'6", Chid Chiakwalu will jump center. It is 7:35 on my watch. We're just tipping things off. Ball in the air. We are underway. Ball tipped to Munalal. Longhorns moving away from us, moving right to left across your laptop, desktop, tablet. Three-pointer on the way and good by Alvin Bro. Nice way to start the game. Longhorns lead 3-0.
That's a big-time shot right there from Alvin Bro. Banked it in off the glass. Longhorns running some man-to-man defense.
Out top, here's a three-pointer on the way, and they answer. Talon Ford with that three-pointer. And we're tied at three. Munalal down low to Chidchiakwulu, working the right baseline. Puts up the jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound. And then he is fouled down low. Foul whistled against number five, Carter Truscott, his first.
And now we get a chance to get some free points on the board for the Longhorns. It's well, no, that wasn't a foul. It's an inbound pass for, I guess they called it on the floor.
Yeah, not in the process of shooting. Ball is lofted out top to Chiakwulu, and another foul is whistled. This time against number 11, Justin Davis, his first, as Chid tried to make a move to the basket. And Mr. Davis tried to hold him up from doing that. Two fouls early for the Vikings. Inbound now to Corey Jackson. Jackson to Chiakwulu. Back to Munalal at the top of the key. And a feed underneath to Jackson. He'll give it to Bro on the left side. And the second three-pointer of the night by Alvin Bro.
Man, he banged that. Oh, man, that was a great shot. 6-3 Longhorns.
Into the corner. And Carter Truscott tries to go in. Ball stolen away. First turnover of the night. And the Longhorns turn it over as well. This one shot from the left corner. Truscott can't get it to drop. Ahead to Munalal. He lays it in on the right side. Caden Munalal with a couple points. Longhorns lead 8-3.
The height of George Wrench is really messing with the Dulles Vikings right now. They can't get inside or put up any kind of free shot.
Each team with a turnover. This time the Longhorns were able to capitalize on that. Shot coming from forward from way beyond the top of the key. Off the back iron into Alvin Bro. Bro drives on the left side, puts it in. Alvin Bro with 8 points, and it's 10-3 Longhorns.
Alvin Bro is on fire right now. They can't stop him.
Here comes Rosea Scott Barnes. He dishes it out top to Truscott. He drives down the left side. Little turnaround shot, no good. Rebound to Chiakwulu. The outlet pass to Alvin Bro. Bro works the right side. Now.
Sideline warning for the Dulles Vikings head coach here. He's getting a little mouthy early.
And he had one of the referees right in front of him and still delivered some no-no to him. Munalau's three-pointer is off the back iron, taken by Chase Bernard. Bernard up to Truscott. He works the left side, taken away by George Ranch. Second turnover of the night. Munalal to Chiakwulu. Chid puts one up, and he's fouled this time. He will go to the free throw line, and the foul is whistled against number one, Rosiah Scott Barnes, his first.
Chiakwulu is causing havoc down low right now. They can't handle the height. They can't out-rebound him. He's just having a tear.
Chid averages 15.7 points a game, and he's on his way to that. First free throw goes in, 11-3 Longhorns. Second free throw off the back iron, no good. The rebound to the Vikings. Again, Truscott to the left side. Now kind of spins out and sets things up again. He's got Chid on him. Now over to Ford. Ford being dogged there by Alvin Bro. Ford tries to work the right side. In the lane, a little fall-away jumper, no good. He had the outstretched arms of Chid Chiakwulu to put a shot up. A second return, that's no good. But Dulles maintains control. Jordan Harris in the lineup, the sophomore. He got the rebound. Now a drive down the lane, that's no good. The Longhorns are able to rebuff three or four shots. Now Bro takes the rebound, works the right side over to Ogunsanya.
The Dulles Vikings have had about three or four shots in a row rim out. It's kind of tough when that happens.
Bro into the corner to Munalal. Munalal dribbles out top to Corey Jackson on the right side. Corey into the corner. He's double teamed, has the ball taken away. No, they call a tie-up. There's no longer jump balls. And the ball is awarded back to Dulles. Each team with two turnovers now.
And number 32, Conley has checked in for number 21.
Yeah, Gavin Conley.
Bryn's his little sister.
Ball kicked out top. And a drive on the basket. Ball knocked around. And out of bounds. Last touch by Dulles. And the Longhorns will take control. No pressure applied by Dulles. So Corey Jackson will walk things across midcourt.
Just looking at it right now, the Longhorns are about two or three guys that are about 6 inches taller than the guys that are guarding them right now.
Conley with the basketball out top. Alvin Bro on the left side. Bro works the left baseline and then kind of gets forced out of bounds.
Is that a turnover?
I'm looking right now.
Looks like it is.
Yep. Longhorns turned it over. Couldn't maintain control. All right. Here comes Carter Truscott. Truscott further out top to Scott Barnes. Taken away by George Wrench. Elvin Bro on the left side. Bro out top to Munalal. Munalal. Three-pointer on the way. That's good.
Splash.
Kane Munalal with 5 points tonight. It's 14-3. Longhorns with the biggest lead of the night, 11 points. Shot from the left corner. Rosiah Scott Barnes can't get that one to hit. The ball is touched by George Ranch and out of bounds. Dulles will inbound under their own basket.
Dulles is inbounding. It's 14-3 Longhorns with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Carter Truscott gets it in to Jordan Harris. Harris out top to Chase Bernard, and he double dribbled. That's the fourth turnover in the game for the Dulles Vikings. 2:28 left in the first quarter, 14-3 Longhorns.
Bro is taking it up the court right now.
Alvin Bro hit two consecutive threes and then added a layup. He's got 8 points, 5 points from Munalal, and a free throw by Chidchiakwulu. Over on the left side, Alvin Bro. He's got Conley in the corner. And a shot put up, no good. Conley's tip is no good. Into the hands of Ford and the Dulles Vikings. Into the corner. Around to Taylen Ford. Ford to Scott Barnes. Vikings in a little bit of a weave out top to try to get something going. That shot put up, no good. And cleared off the boards by Javon Walker. Walker ahead to Munalal on the right side. 1:30 left in the first quarter.
It appears Dulles has tried to go for a little bit more size down low, but Chiakwulu is still head and shoulders taller than everybody else.
There's a good pass by Munalal to Chid. He puts it in, and he's fouled.
It's an and one.
First basket of the night for Chiakwulu, and he's back at the free throw line trying to make a three-point play out of this.
Minute 21 left in the first quarter. Score is 16-3 Longhorns.
Chiakwulu, a 45% free throw shooter, over 30 games for George Ranch. He drops that one in. It's 17-3. Longhorns bust out early on this one.
Dulles just can't buy a shot right now, and George Ranch can't seem to miss.
Carter Truscott, the senior, with the ball into the lane. And he is fouled. Javon Walker, the freshman, picks up the foul. his first of the night, his first team foul of the night. Checking in for Dulles, number 25, Grand Vasquez. He's a 6'4 senior. And again, like Jack pointed out, trying to get their biggest lineup in here, see if they can erase a little bit of this 14-point deficit. The inbound over here to Caleb McDaniel. McDaniel's shot off the back iron. Knocked around into the hands of Jordan Horton Goodlaw. And that one almost got away from Dulles, but they retrieved the basketball over to Chase Bernard. Bernard down the lane, partially blocked, but gets his ball back into the hands of Vasquez. Vasquez into Jordan Horton Goodlaw, and he is fouled.
That was a hard foul, too.
It was a hard foul. Ogun Sanya picks up his first of the night, and to the free throw line is Jordan Horton Goodlaw, a 5'9 senior. Trying to get on the board. And he does with his first free throw. That's the first point of the night for Dulles since they opened up with a three-pointer by Talen Ford.
Number 11, Justin Davis, and number 4, Jordan Harris have checked in for the Dulles Vikings.
Horton Goodlaw's next shot is also good. It's 17-5, Longhorns by 12. A little bit of pressure applied now by the Vikings inside 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ball up in the air, and Javon Walker is fouled. He tried to stretch out for that pass, fouled by Justin Davis, his second.
And that was kind of a weird foul. He jumped up to grab the ball and kind of got pushed in the back a little bit. It appears the Longhorns are in the bonus now. So number 12, Javon Walker, the freshman, is about to start shooting free throws.
Walker averages 3 points a game, and in limited attempts, he's a 100% free throw shooter until just now. And that one hit the back iron and went off. Let's see what he can do here.
The announcer's curse has struck again.
There we go. That one dropped in.
It's his first points of the night.
18-5. Longhorns by 13. Jordan Horton Goodlaw drives on the right side, puts one up, and he's fouled by Alvin Bro. Bro picks up foul number one, and it's a third team foul for George Ranch, and back to the free throw line goes Jordan Horton Goodlaw. Shot on the way, hit front iron, back iron, and drops through.
Someone in the student section has just tried to distract the shooter with Goo Goo Gaga. Did not work at all.
Probably won't be the last time if it doesn't work once. Give it another shot.
Absolutely.
Shot is up, and I don't know if he did it that time or not, but he missed.
For those wondering, he did do it. He did do it that time.
All right, Truscott with the basketball works the right side down the lane, gets that one to drop. He's been down the lane all night. Finally, got that one to drop in. Ahead to Alvin Bro. Bro on the left side goes up and has that ball knocked out of his hands, and there is a foul at the buzzer. Foul whistled against Jordan Harris, his first. Alvin Bro will go to the free throw line with no time showing on the clock in the first quarter. And so nobody is going to be on the lane. Won't matter there.
Well, they've sent out kind of a skeleton squad to
they sure
get
have.
A rebound.
But none of the Longhorns are out except for Bro at the line. Now the officials are either telling the Longhorns to collapse into their bench or come back out on the floor and let Bro shoot these free throws. Now the official score has put 0.26 seconds back on the clock. So it is an official in-game shot. First one is good by Alvin Bro. 19-8. Next one on the way, back iron, and then drops through. And now there's the buzzer ending the first quarter of play. George Ranch Longhorns 20 and the Dulles Vikings 8. You're listening to live Longhorn Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is live Longhorns boys basketball from the ranch on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Back at the ranch, he's Jack Green. I'm Tom Tarando. Welcome you into quarter number two in this varsity game with the George Ranch Longhorns and the Dulles Vikings. And Jack, George Ranch took it to the Vikings here in the first quarter, courtesy of Alvin Bro and his 10 points.
Yeah, Alvin Bro's been having himself a night. The Dulles Vikings just can't seem to stop him. It looks like they're a little bit worried about the size down low and just leaving the guards outside to wreak havoc on their defense.
10 points by Bro, 5 Caden Munalal, a free throw by Javon Walker, and 4 points for Chid Chiaquilu. Longhorns turned it over 3 times. On the other side, Vikings turned it over 4 times. Their top scorers are Taylen Ford with a 3-pointer, Jordan Horton Goodlaw with 3 free throws, and then Carter Truscott with a basket. Longhorns will inbound on the far side. Corey Jackson will do that.
Alvin Rowe back to Jackson. Traveled by Jackson there. Seems a little bit of a brain fart.
All right, so Longhorns open up with a turnover. Ball comes in. Carter Truscott will handle the ball. Now down low. Drive on the left baseline. A reverse layup attempt. A good one. Just doesn't fall. Justin Davis will get a couple shots. Look like Alvin Bro was whistled for that foul, his second at the free throw line, Justin Davis.
It was a kind of weird foul. He went up for a reverse. Didn't really seem like the defender could get out of the way.
First shot is kind of a clunker, hits the back iron and pops out. Justin Davis, a 6'1 senior, will get another shot here. His reverse layup attempt was a good one. It just had a little too much English on it and kind of spun out. Now the free throw drops through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, 20-9. Longhorn lead is 11. Munalal drifts to the left side. Now fakes going out top. Now to Corey Jackson around the horn to Alvin Bro on the right side. Bro with that backward dribble so he can get a better look at what's happening for the Longhorns. Now Corey Jackson drives on the left side, and it's an offensive foul whistled against Corey Jackson, his first.
Does that count as a turnover, too? I think it does.
It does.
Okay.
It does. And Jackson just a little too aggressive on his drive towards the basket, but you're right. That is a turnover in the scorebook. Longhorns now with 5. In the corner to Justin Davis. Davis kicks it out top to Taylen Ford. Ford drives on the right side, and he's whistled for a offensive foul. That's number 2 on Ford and the 5th turnover for the Vikings. George Ranch calls a timeout. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 7:02 left before halftime. Longhorns lead is 11-22-9. It's been as high as 14 in the game.
Yeah, Dulles Vikings have climbed back a little bit. Seems they're going for a trap now on the Longhorns backcourt.
Ahead to Corey Jackson on the left side. Corey is spun away from his drive on the baseline. Three-pointer on the way by Bro. No good. Taken away by Justin Davis. Davis drives the length of the court. That's no good. But the putback is good by Carter Truscott. He's got 4 points tonight. It's 20-11.
Seems like the Vikings have gone on a little bit of a run here. Let's see if the Longhorns can stop the momentum.
You know, basketball, always a game of runs, especially in college and the NBA. This time, the Longhorns are kind of on the back end of that. Ball swatted out of bounds.
Seems like there's a block been called on number 12 for the Dulles Vikings. Or not the Dulles Vikings, the George Ranch Longhorns.
Yeah, that's Javon Walker, his second. Go ahead, Jack. Inbound just in front of us at George Ranch. Truscott on the left side. His lay-in attempt, no good. The save is good, but right into the hands of Chid Chiakwulu. Chiakwulu down court to Munalal. Down to Chid on the right baseline. He's double-teamed almost immediately. Now down low to Ogunsanya. He has that one blocked away, knocked away, and knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by the Vikings to knock the ball out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound at the far end.
And Vasquez has checked into the game for the Dulles Vikings. He's replacing number zero, Taylor Ford.
We saw Vasquez in the second quarter, or first quarter rather, the 6'4 senior. Now Corey Jackson is double teamed on the left side, and Brian Henry calls a timeout. Longhorns got in trouble there. Corey Jackson was pinned in by two players. Brian Henry wisely calls that timeout. We'll take another quick break with them. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch, 20-11, the Longhorn lead cut down to single digits. It was as high as 14. And Dulles has made a little bit of a run, as Jack pointed out, in the second quarter here. 5:36 left before halftime. Inbound to Bro, and back to Munalal. Crossed Alvin Bro. Gavin Conley in the lineup for George Ranch. Conley kicks it out to Munalal. Three-pointer on the way. Good.
Bang.
Munalal's second three-pointer of the night. And it's 23-11. Munalal with 8 points. Here's a drive down the lane. That's no good by Davis, but the putback is good by Vasquez, newly back in the lineup. 23-13. Longhorn lead back to double digits.
Almost a turnover there by the Longhorns, but Bro got it back. drove in and made the layup over some contact. That was nice, a good play.
Yeah, nice one on the left side. Alvin Breaux with 12 points on the night.
It's 25-13 Longhorns.
Isaiah Scott Barnes with the basketball out top. Picked up by his opposite number one, Alvin Breaux. Now into the corner. Shot on the way by Justin Davis. No good. Rebound taken away by Corey Jackson. Jackson works down the lane and kind of spins out of there. And a football-type handoff to Alvin Breaux, who heads towards the right side. Now Breaux towards the top of the key.
Out to Chiakwalu on number three. Drives in. Misses his first attempt, gets the rebound, and is fouled on his second.
First shot, Chid moving in on that right side, and he couldn't get that one to drop. The second one, he got hacked. He's back at the free throw line, 2 for 3 tonight for Chid. Foul whistled against Grand Vasquez. First shot on the way by Chid, no good. Bounds away, Chid with 4 points. All in the first quarter. Longhorns have Breaux, Jackson, Munalal, Chid Chiakwalu, and Gavin Conley in the lineup. Now Chid's second free throw drops through, 26-13, back up to 13-point lead.
And Taylen Ford has checked into the game for the Stellas Vikings, replacing number three, Chase Bernard. Number two for the Vikings dribbles in, passes down low to number five, who puts up a post hook looking thing. No good. Saved by Zero. Out to Vasquez. Intercepted by Munalal. Two got it back though. Now number five is dribbling in. Passes down low to 25, and it's swatted by Chiakwalu. Back out to number five, but a foul's called on the floor on Conley.
Yeah, Gavin Conley finally kind of put the hook on Carter Truscott, but a good block there by Chid Chiakwalu to send the ball way out top. Ball inbound. Kicked into the corner to Grand Vasquez. He works the left baseline. And he's fouled again by Conley. This time, Vasquez goes to the free throw line.
That was kind of a weird foul because Conley fell down and they still called the foul on him. I don't really see. They called a shooting foul on him. I don't really see that one, but it's may up been, to the officials.
Yeah, it may have been a hook of the arm before he hit the deck. In Maybe any so. Event, Vasquez's first one is good.
Maybe so.
26-14, Longhorns by 12.
Vasquez is still at the line. This is his second. And he makes the second attempt. It's 26-15, Longhorns.
Vasquez with 4 points all here in the second quarter. To Alvin Breaux, to Munalal on the left side. And that one put up and slammed through by Chiakwalu.
Alley-oop.
Good feed there by Munalal, and Chid flushes it down.
That looks straight out of the NBA.
To Vasquez in the lane. That one rattles around and kicks out.
Great box out by number three, Corey Jackson, on that play.
Yeah, and Breaux got the rebound after teammate Jackson kind of cleared the way. And Breaux drove down on the right side, had the ball knocked out of bounds. Longhorns will retain possession. Breaux looking, gets it out top to Munalal. Munalal on the left.
Spins away. Kicks it back out to number one, Alvin Breaux.
Breaux puts up a long three-pointer, and that's good.
Bang.
His third three-pointer of the night. Biggest lead for George Ranch, 16 points, 31-15. Longhorns take it away and then promptly lose it. Drive on the basket, no good. Putback is good by Vasquez.
That was a wild scramble there. It looked like the Horns had it for a little bit, but Dulles got it back and scored.
Teams trade turnovers, and then Dulles puts up a couple shots, gets one to drop at the far end. That one will not drop for George Ranch. 31-17, inside 2 minutes to play before half. Here's a drive on the basket. That's an air ball, but retained by the Vikings. Swatted away by Alvin Bro.
Coming the other way. Oh. Budalal back up to Corey Jackson, who makes the shot.
Jackson, his first couple points of the night. 33-17, and a timeout called by the Dulles Vikings. We'll take a quick one with them. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is Live Longhorns Boys Basketball from the Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
All right, he's Jack Green. I'm Tom Tarando, both back at George Ranch High School. 1:42 left before halftime. The Vikings made a run in the early part of the second quarter, and the Longhorns are now on theirs. A couple three-pointers, Munalal and Alvin Bro. Shot put up from the left wing by the Vikings, cleared away by Chiakwulu, ahead to Alvin Bro.
It's the largest lead of the night for the Horns at 16.
Bro's three-pointer from the left side, off the back iron into the hands of Horton Goodlaw. He drives down. That's no good. Put back by Bernard is no good. And the Longhorns clear the decks again. Munalal goes underneath the basket. Looked like he wanted to try a reverse layup, but thought better of that.
He's driving inside. Tries to pass it down low to Chiakwulu. Doesn't work out. Number three catches the scramble and promptly passes it out of bounds. Stella's ball at the other end of the floor.
Yeah, Corey Jackson was able to corral that ball a little bit on the floor, but then threw it away. That's turnover number eight for George Ranch. And equal number on the other side by the Vikings. The inbound comes to Carter Truscott. No pressure applied on the Vikings. Now Munalal kind of scoots up and picks up Truscott as he comes across the line. A drive by Truscott.
That's a goaltend on Chiakwulu right there. Points go to Prescott.
Truscott picks up points number 5 and 6 on the goaltending call by Chiakwulu. Chid is a superior shot blocker. Every once in a while, he'll get a little too exuberant about getting the basketball, and he's called for goaltending. Excuse me, but that's few and far between. Normally, he's either swatting the ball away or grabbing a rebound.
He's such a great shot blocker. He can practically swat anything out of the air. He just got a little bit too aggressive on the last possession.
33 seconds left before halftime. The Longhorn lead is 14. It's been as high as 16. Now a lot of pressure, the biggest of the night, applied by the Vikings. Alvin Bro across the right side has the ball stolen away. Truscott on the right side and scores. Kind of employing that NBA hop to get from one place to another before he laid it in. Nobody called that. 33-21. Alvin Bro, three-pointer from the left corner. The fourth one of the night for Alvin Bro. And that is the end of the second quarter and the first half of play. Longhorns 36 and the Dulles Vikings 21. We'll be back to kind of update you on scoring and then take a little break ourselves, let you listen into the sounds of the game, and we'll meet you on the other side, get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
All right, back at George Ranch, it's halftime. Longhorns lead by 15. Their lead's been as high as 16. It was whittled down to 9 at one point in the latter part of the second quarter. Longhorns boosted it back up, and all thanks to some big runs by the Longhorns, including two more three-pointers by Alvin Bro. He's got 4 on the game, and he's got 18 points.
Yeah, Alvin Bro's having himself a night. The whole Longhorns are playing really, really well tonight. Dulles is playing well, too. They just can't seem to handle the size of the Longhorns.
And a little bit of growth, if you will, by the Longhorns. We talked about this in the pregame. Coach Henry talked about it in our interview, that the Longhorns sometimes fall into turnovers and let games slip away. That occurred in the early part of the second quarter, but Coach Henry called a timeout, got his guys charged up again. When they came back out, they put on a run of their own and now lead this game by 15. Let me finish up with scoring for George Ranch. Munalal with 8, 7 for Chiaquilu, a basket by Corey Jackson, and a free throw by Javon Walker. That's the 36 points by George Ranch through halftime. They've turned the ball over 8 times. On the other side of the scorebook, the Vikings also have turned the ball over 8 times. Their top scorer is Carter Truscott with 8. 6 of those coming in the second quarter. 6 points for Grand Vasquez, all 6 of those coming in the second quarter. I think you and I were wondering why he wasn't out there more for the Vikings in
Absolutely.
The first quarter and into the second quarter. He came on pretty strong.
He's a difference maker.
Yeah, he sure is. Talen Ford with a three-pointer early, the first 3 points of the game for the Vikings. And then 3 out of 4 free throws by Jordan Horton Goodlaw. And that's the scoring. Check that. Justin Davis also with a free throw. That is the total scoring for the Vikings through halftime. Longhorns, as we pointed out, had a lead as high as 16. It's now 15. It dipped down to single digits for just a bit at 9 points, and then the Longhorns kicked it back up.
Yeah, absolutely. The Longhorns have just gotten hot in parts of this game, and that's the difference in this ball game right now.
And you pointed out early that, that the Vikings were on a run, and we talked about how basketball is a game of runs, and
absolutely.
And then it's up to the opposing team to kind of do something about that other team's runs, and the Longhorns did that, and then put on one of their own, and that's where we are, George Ranch with that 15-point lead. We will check out for a bit. We'll let you listen in to the sounds of the game, and then Jack and I will meet you on the other side of that and get you ready for the third quarter. This is live Longhorns basketball from George Ranch High School on GRHS iRadio.
You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is George Ranch High School Basketball, live on GRHS iRadio.
Jack Green and Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School. You heard the buzzer. That ends the shoot-around in the second quarter. It's back to action here in quarter number three. Longhorns lead by 15, 36-21.
It's been a great game so far for both these teams, really. I've been impressed with the fight by both of these squads.
Longhorns have, let's see, 6 three-pointers. 4 by Alvin Bro, 2 by Caden Munalal. And Bro leads all scorers on the floor with 18. In the second half here, Longhorns will be moving left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your mobile device, however you're listening to us tonight. That means where we're situated, the Longhorns will be coming right at us at the gym. Inbound to Truscott. He drives on the right side, puts one up, no good, but is able to get his rebound and kick it out top to Davis. Davis to Ford, who drives into the right corner and then hands that off to Truscott. Truscott puts it up. It was partially blocked, and the Vikings scramble for it, yeah, and still retain possession.
Wow, is that a foul or a jump ball? Oh, they called a foul on, was that Chiaquilu or was that?
No, it looked like it might be Ogasanya. Yeah, that'd be his second of the night. And again, after some ragged passes and two or three shots at the basket, Dulles maintains the basketball.
Coach Henry has subbed Ogasanya out. He doesn't want him to get in any trouble.
And Truscott from the right corner hits his first three of the night. 36-24. Carter Truscott with 11 points. Download Alvin Bro. Bro, turnaround jump shot from the left side. No good. Knocked out of bounds last touch by Gavin Conley.
That was
turnover number 9 for George Ranch.
That was a great pass there by Conley. It was kind of a shame that the receiver of the pass couldn't put it away.
Drive on the right side, and that is good. And quickly, Brian Henry calls a timeout.
That 15-point lead is kind of is chipping away a little bit. It's 36-26 for the Longhorns.
Yeah, all courtesy of Carter Truscott. He hit that three from the right side and then just put in that lay-in, causing Brian Henry to call a timeout and kind of reorganize things. We'll keep it right here and kind of talk about how coaching goes, recognizing that your team maybe needs a little breather, needs a little reset. And in this instance, after kind of losing control of the basketball down at the far end, giving the Vikings a chance to put up many shots before they finally scored, and then an uncontested layup, Brian Henry called that timeout.
They're trying to switch some momentum a little bit. I understand it. I understand it completely. It was a good timeout by Coach Henry there.
Longhorns trying to kind of pull the first win out of the basket tonight for George Ranch. The Dulles freshman A-team beat George Ranch by upwards of 40 points. The JV team, Vikings won on a buzzer beater, 52-51. Inbound to Corey Jackson on the left side. Corey to Alvin Bro on the right side. Bro drives down the baseline and a blocking foul called against Justin Davis, his third.
Yep, could have been a charge, went the other way, it's all good. It was a good call by the officials.
When Mike Miller and I are working the games, he's a former a high school and college official. We talk all the time about how difficult it is to draw an offensive foul. You really have to be set, and it's hard to do.
Absolutely, you got to get your feet set. You got to sell it, too. So could have gone the other way. Could have been a charge, but I'm happy it wasn't.
Munalal puts that one up. Another three-pointer. His third of the night. He's got 11 points.
That happened right in front of us. That was right in the corner, right where our table is. That was a very impressive shot by Munalal.
Man, he has found his range. Ball put up way outside by Truscott. Taken away by Munalal. 13-point lead by George Ranch. 5:50 left in the third quarter. And working the left baseline is Chiaquilu. And Chidd is fouled by Kalen Ford. Ford picks up personal foul number 3. And for the fourth time tonight, Jacquelou goes to the free throw line.
I doubt there'll be any distractions this time from the student section here.
All right, first shot is good by Chidd. He's got 8 points. Second free throw on the way, off the back iron, no good. A rebound into the hands of Rosiah Scott Bates. He heads down court and get it to a teammate and then turns around and drops it in himself. First points of the night for Rosiah Scott Bates.
That was a great play there by Scott Bates. That was a hard shot to make, and he got it done.
Bro. Lead down to 10.
Bro passes to Chiaquilu. Back to Bro. Pulls up. Out to Munalal. He takes it up. He's waiting at the top of the key here. Back to Chiaquilu. He takes it inside. Goes up for a layup. Offensive foul called. That's a rough one right there, but that kind of makes up for the block that was called earlier, so we'll see.
That is the third offensive foul call tonight against both clubs, the Longhorns with two of them, and then one called against one of the Dulles Vikings. You don't see those that often. We've seen three tonight.
Yep.
40-28, lead down to 12. Still a double-digit lead for George Rance. It's been as high as 16. Wiping up a little perspiration on the floor under the Longhorn basket. That can be dangerous stuff if you don't see it and get it absorbed. But it looks like the ref did a great job doing that.
These are some great officials we have tonight. I'm very thankful for them being so good and so fair on each side of the court.
Truscott across midcourt, picked up there by Javon Walker, the freshman.
Oh.
And a foul away from the basket, whistled against
number 12, Javon Walker.
Yeah, that's foul number 3 for Javon tonight. Not a shooting foul, inbound. Comes to Ford. Ford out top to Truscott. To Ford on the right wing. Puts up a three-pointer. No good. Into the hands of Corey Jackson. Ahead to Chidd. Chidd lays it in. And he's fouled by Talen Ford.
Count it. That's a great end. One opportunity now for Chiaquilu. Went up strong. Got it in. And now he's headed to the line.
Chidd back to the free throw line, trying to capitalize on his second three-point play opportunity of the night. 42-28, Longhorn lead is 14.
Referees just reminding the players to keep it clean and not to get too chippy out here.
Shot on the way, good. Second three-point play of the night by Chiaquilu. Lead back up to 15. Into the corner. To Talen Ford. Ford looking lower on the baseline to Truscott.
Poked out by Chiaquilu. Picked up by Bro. He's coming the other way. Puts up a layup thing. Chiaquilu gets the rebound and puts it back up for 2.
Wow, a great put back by Chidd. He stretched out those long arms of his to number 1, get the basketball. Number 2 to kind of flip it into the basket. There's a drive and a score by Chase Bernard. At the opposite end, 45-30.
Lead is 15, but it feels like it should be a little bit closer here. Dulles has a lot of the momentum, but George Rancher has managed to hold him off a little bit.
Munalal drifts left, his favorite spot on the court, the left side, left wing, to Corey Jackson. Jackson, out top to Alvin Bro. Over to Munalal. Caden looking into the corner. Now, gets it into Javon Walker, and the ball stolen away. 10th turnover by George Ranch.
Bro comes out of nowhere, gets a steal, doesn't get the layup.
Into the hands of Scott Barnes.
Tulakwalu just got looked like it was pushed a little bit, but no call by the officials, and some fan is really giving it to the referee right now. It's 45-32 Longhorns.
Chase Bernard at the opposite end puts in his second basket of the third quarter. 4 points on the night for Bernard. 45-32, 13-point lead for George Ranch. We're going to duck out for a quick break. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
I'll tell you what, these commercials by the UIL are good. They're great for our broadcast, and that is not just a general plea to officials. Texas is suffering under a kind of an official shortage in all sports, as the man pointed out. In basketball, we've had to go to a different set of play nights, so officials can work in other places around the area. Normally it's a Tuesday-Friday situation, but we have played both boys and girls basketball Wednesdays and Saturdays because of the lack of officials.
Absolutely. It's sort of turning into a problem right about now, but we'll see. I think more will show up once they realize the dire need for some more officials in the area.
Javon Walker on top to Corey Jackson. Jackson to Alvin Bro. Back to Chid way outside. And a foul out top. That is number five in my book, Taylen Ford. Yeah, and he's buzzed out of the game. He checks out with 3 points.
Truscott's coming in for Ford right now. The 5'10 senior.
All right. Elvin Bro out top to Javon Walker. To Chiaquilu. Chid down the lane. Little running lay-in. No good. Taken away by Justin Davis. Davis is pushed outside. Now a three-pointer on the way by Scott Barnes. One's no good.
Number three, Corey Jackson's taking it up the court. Goes left, kicks out left to Munalal. Crossover dribbles here. Pulls up, goes down low, passes it down low to Chiaquilu. Spins out, layup is good. Chiaquilu for 2 points.
Chid with 8 points in the quarter and 15 for the game. And I'm not so sure that Munalal didn't loft it up there thinking Chid might jam it home, but it went over the basket. Chid turned it into a lay-in anyway.
Maybe a slight alley without the U, but it was finished off great by Chiaquilu at the end. I think they called a 3 second on the Vikings, but I can't tell. Maybe it was out of bounds. I don't.
Well, they're going to retain possession. They're going to inbound in front of their own bench. No, check that. They're going to inbound under the basket. So whatever happened, it's going back to the Vikings.
A little boxed by the Dulles Vikings there as number one, Scott Bates just hit a big three. Cuts the lead to 12. Now number three, Corey Jackson's coming up. He goes right, stops, and gets it stolen again from Scott Bates, who's had a little bit of a hot streak real quick. Chitty snatch block. But they called the foul?
No, I think he just, they're going to call an out-of-bounds. Chid on Justin Davis's drive in just pinned the ball against the backboard and then knocked it out of bounds. In any event, inbound by the Vikings.
Block still counts. Number five out to 13, who drives it in. It gets ripped. Then he throws it off his coach. I don't know if there's any bad blood there, but
It's pretty hard of a throw.
All right, three turnovers for the Vikings here in the third quarter, eight for the game. Longhorns also, 11 for the game. Longhorns also with 11. Munalal will walk this one across midcourt, 120 left in the third quarter. Longhorns by 12.
Out to Bro, who takes it underneath the backboard. Kicks it out to number three, Corey Jackson. Shot's no good. Rebound by number 12, who gets pushed in the back.
Yeah, Javon Walker with that rebound, and then he's knocked down. Foul on...
it's on 25.
Yeah, 25, Grand Vasquez, his second of the night. And Javon Walker will go to the free throw line, 1-for-2 tonight from there. Javon, a freshman for George Ranch and playing on the varsity club. First shot on the way and good.
It's really impressive that a freshman's coming out here and playing the way like he is. He's having himself a night. Chiaquilu has checked out for Ogasanya.
All right, second free throw. Goodbye, Javon Walker. He's got 3 points tonight. 49-35. Lead is 14.
Is that a tech by the... I think they call a technical foul on the Dulles bench right now. The ref is giving it back to the Dulles head coach.
Well, I think he wants to explain what's going on. Now he's gonna educate Brian Henry on what transpired. Brian Henry is down here right in front of our broadcast table and walked all the way down to find out what was going on. And so Corey Jackson... No, check that. Now the Vikings are just going to take the ball out. So I'm not really sure what transpired.
Yeah, exactly. But now the ref has stopped it again. Now the police are here.
I think what happened was one of the Vikings fans went all the way to the corner of the gym. Corner of the court, rather, and was, making her feelings known to the referee and his partner. And so she's been escorted out of the building and out of the gym. Now we'll see if things will change. We'll see if one of the Longhorns will go to the... to the free throw line. They will not. And now for the second time, it looks like the Vikings will inbound right in front of us here and head down court.
Hopefully there's less issues this time when this all goes down.
I don't see how there could be any more. So the inbound now to Scott Bates. Bates works the right side, ends Corey Jackson. Little spin move attempt, has the ball swatted away, gets it back. Turnaround jump shot on the right baseline. No good. Connor Doughty in for George Ranch with the rebound. Now the ball stolen away. And the putback is good. Foul whistled against...
Ogasanya.
Ogasanya. That's his third of the night. Basket good by Carter Truscott. And he'll go to the free throw line, try to turn this into a three-point play. 49-37, Longhorns with the 12-point lead. Truscott's free throw is good. Truscott has come on in the second and third quarter. He's got 8 points here in the third quarter, 16 for the game, and the Longhorn lead down to 11.
Chiaquilu Lewis checked back in for the Hornets. He replaced Ogasanya.
In the corner to Walker. Does a little tightrope work on the line. Then the ball's knocked out of bounds. That'll be a Longhorn turnover. 12 for the game. Subs coming in. Brian Henry, the senior shooting guard, son of Brian Henry, the coach, into the basketball game. The Longhorns have Henry, Chidjiakwalu, Connor Doughty, Munalal, and Alvin Bro in the ball game. And a foul whistled at the far end against Munalal, his second of the night. Looks like Jordan Harris, the 5'9 sophomore, will head to the free throw line.
So who is that foul on?
The foul was whistled against Munalal, believe. He put all five fingers up to the score.
Okay.
Jordan Harris, scoreless tonight. First free throw on the way, good.
It's important you hit your free throws. That's the easiest points you can score all night, so you got to hit them. It give yourself the advantage. Leads down to 10 for the Longhorns now. It's 49-39. Number four for the Vikings, Harris, is still yet to take a second shot.
You know, that's an interesting phrase you use. They are the easiest as it relates to no traffic, and you can set your feet and set your shot, but kind of hard to make sometimes in pressure situations, too.
Absolutely.
All right, that one rimmed out. 10-point lead by George Rance. 6 seconds left, third quarter. Corey Jackson from the free throw line, no good. Ball tipped around, and out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound with 1.48 seconds left in the third quarter. Corey Jackson will do that. See what he does with the ball. It's going to have to be a quick shot. And Doughty gets the ball and then can't control it fully. And you heard the buzzer ending the third quarter of play. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Now, wait a second. We're going to keep it here. I think there was a foul committed in that last skirmish for the basketball. Rosiah Scott Bates is down at the free throw line. He puts the first one up and makes it. We'll credit Scott Bates with that one in the third quarter, and he's going to get another, and it's up and good. All right, now that officially ends the third quarter of play, and what was at one point a 16-point lead for George Ranch cut down to single digits, now down to eight.
That's wild. They got to figure out a way to right the ship, because this isn't going in the right direction for the fellas at George Ranch.
No, it's not. And, you know, a lot of activity in this third quarter. 8 points scored in the third quarter by Chiaquilu, 15 for the game. A three-pointer by Munalal, his third of the night. But the Longhorns have lost some ground here, and now only lead by 8 points. And,
some new players in there for the Longhorns. Maybe that has a little bit to do with it, but it feels like the momentum is definitely swinging towards the Dulles Vikings right now. So if George Ranch wants to hold on and win this ball game, they're going to have to figure out how to get the momentum back on their side and figure out how to hit some more shots.
All right, let's see. Longhorns were outscored in that quarter 20-13. Therein lies the deficit now as we start quarter number four, and the Vikings will inbound on the opposite side at midcourt.
It's 49-48 Longhorns. Number five for the Vikings is dribbling in, passes it down low to number 11, which is smacked by number 23, Chiaquilu.
Yeah, Chid with the block from behind, also a dangerous place to be. It's hard to get referees to not call a foul there. Chid pulled that one off. Ball went out of bounds. Talen Ford will inbound. Obviously, he did not foul out, so I may have attributed a foul earlier to him that wasn't his. Drive on the basket, no good. Gavin Connolly had the ball knocked away from him. third putback is no good. And now a traveling call on the Vikings. They pick up their 12th turnover of the night.
That's a fortunate call for the Longhorns. They were getting hounded underneath their own basket. It would have been hard for them to get out of there and find a way to set up a possession.
13 turnovers for the Longhorns, 12 for the Vikings. George Ranch will walk this one across. Alvin Bro is met there by Justin Davis.
That's kind of an anomaly, though, isn't it? Have the team that's leading in turnovers be actually losing the ball game by a solid amount of points.
Conley's shot is no good, but the putback is by Chiakwulu. He's got 17 and the lead back up to double digits.
Swatted again by Chiakwulu. It's like he's Shaq out here. They can't get anything up.
Second block. This one again goes out of bounds, but the Longhorns have an opportunity now to reset their D. 51-41, 7:02 left in the basketball game. He's Jack Green. I'm Tom Tarando. This is live Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Offensive foul called on number 11 for the Doe's Vikings. That's Justin Davis.
Picked up foul number 4, and again, that's the fourth offensive foul we've seen tonight. And, you know, we don't see many, and that's number 4 tonight. Longhorns will inbound at the far end. Munalal will do that. No pressure will be applied by the Vikings until the Longhorns approach midcourt, and that's where they'll find Rosea Scott Bates, and Jordan Harris. Longhorns break into this part of the court. Alvin Bro.
Out to Munalal, who puts up a 3. Rebound to Chiakwulu, who gets the putback. But they call the travel before the shot. So no basket for Chiakwulu.
Jid with the rebound and the putback. But in between that, there was a slide of one of his feet. And that's the turnover. 51-41, Longhorns with the 10-point lead. Carter Truscott working the right side. Picked up out there by Alvin Bro. Now to Jordan Harris. Harris kicks it out to Truscott. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Off the back iron. Knocked around into the hands of Alvin Bro. Bro across midcourt. Kind of pulls up short. He'll reset things for George Ranch. In the corner here, right in front of us, is Corey Jackson. Jackson a little gimpy. He'll talk to Brian Henry about that. Alvin Bro dishes one up, and Chid flushes it down.
Bang! It's like the second time that's happened this ball game. They just throw it up. Chiakwulu gets it back. Gets it down.
Shot from the corner. No good. A putback is good. Down low, Chase Bernard with the putback. He's got 6 points. 53-43, still the 10-point lead.
Bro takes it, drives in, but tries to get to Chiakwulu. It gets stolen by number 5 for the Dulles Vikings, who takes it the other way, but airballs a layup. Putback is good by number 3, Chase Bernard.
Yeah, Bernard with consecutive points here. He's got 4 in the quarter, 8 for the game. And again, the Longhorn lead cut down to single digits. It's 53-45. George Ranch with a run on the basket by Chid. He got a basket and then got his second or third dunk of the night on a good pass by Alvin Bro. Then in between that, Chid was called for traveling. Didn't get an opportunity there. In the meantime, Chase Bernard has put up a couple baskets, and that's where we are, 53-45, an 8-point George Ranch lead.
20 seconds left of this timeout here by Coach Henry. So we're just waiting to see. It's been kind of a slide here for the Longhorns. I think they're up 15 at the half.
They were up 15. 36-21. And we've said several times the lead was as great as 16. Now it's been knocked down to single digits at 8.
So Longhorns are kind of holding on for dear life here. 4:59 left in the game. Let's see if they can hold on and win this ball game.
And not to beat a dead horse about this, but this is the Longhorns' period of time where they kind of lose sight of what's happening. Some turnovers, some instances where they lose control of the game. Ball to Gavin Conley. Now kick back out to Munalal. Munalal, the backwards dribble to kind of set things up. He's picked up there by Scott Bates. Over to Alvin Breaux. Breaux works the left side, drives in, puts up the left-handed layup. No good. Rebound is good, and the putback is good by Chid Chiakwulu.
That was a great play by Chiakwulu. He got fouled on the way up, on this way up for the putback. He managed to put it in, and now he's going to the line for a free throw.
Let's see what Chid can do here from the line. Yeah, and now that's the fifth foul called on Talen Ford. I had him with one too many a while ago. Thought he had checked out. Now, officially, he is out of the game on fouls. He leaves the game with 3 points. In comes Grand Vasquez, the 6'4 senior. Chid Chiakwulu back to the free throw line. And we'll count these up in a second. He's had a bunch tonight. That one is a little bit short off the iron.
Dulles takes it the other way with number two. Kicks it out to Vasquez, who puts it out for Truscott. His three-pointer attempt is no good. The ball rolls out of play, and it's George Ranch basketball.
Turnover number 13. Chid, by the way, 5-for-9 from the free throw line. He has had a couple three-point plays. He's converted twice on those. But overall, 5-for-9.
Balls out to Breaux, who dribbles it down the right side, to Munalal, who takes it back up to the logo. Throws another lob, or attempted lob, to Chiakwulu, who gets it and puts up a layup. 57-45 Longhorns.
A little too far away from the basket to get another dunk by Chid, but a good pass. Chid went up, got it, went back up, and put it in. He's got 8 points in the quarter and 23 for the game.
He's head and shoulders the tallest guy on the court right now. I'm surprised they don't do that every possession. He gets it every time.
So Vasquez is the tallest man on the court now for the Vikings at 6'4", and Chid's got a couple inches on him. To Corey Jackson on the left side. Jackson double-teamed over there, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Now let's see, and the officials will sort this one out. I think one's going to overrule the other, and yeah, the Longhorns will keep possession. 3.5 minutes before the end of the ball game. Longhorns by 12. Out top to Munalal. Munalal way out top in that upper right hand quadrant.
Set up a play here. Back out to Breaux. Back to Munalal. He's got Vasquez on him. This could be a mismatch down low if they look at Chiakwulu, but they managed to switch back. It's all good now.
Gavin Conley down the lane. The dish to Chiakwulu, and Chid is fouled. And it looks like... foul called on... Number two, Jordan Horton Goodlaw, is first of the night. Chid Chiakwulu back to the free throw line. First one on the way, and that one is off the back iron.
It feels like it's a little bit closer than it is, but the score is still 57-45. The Longhorns have it firmly in their possession. It's up to them to lose it now, though.
Well, we got used to that 16-point lead and the 15-16 place where we were, so... May seem like 12 is not that much, but certainly double-digit lead. We'll take that any day. Second free throw is good by Chiakwulu. 13-point lead for George Ranch.
58-45 for the Longhorns with about 3 minutes left to go in the Gamal game. Trying to take it down low on Shakwalu. It didn't really work out very well. Kick out back to number two for the Vikings. Inside to number five. I think that's Truscott.
It is. And Truscott in the lane, but working against Shakwalu. Kicks it out. Now back to Truscott on the left side. Three-pointer no good. Rebound to Alvin Breaux. 2.5 minutes left in the ball game. Longhorns by 13.
Number one, Alvin Breaux is taking the ball up the court. Looks like he's setting a play up here. He's getting pressured by number two from the Dulles Vikings. Number three, it seems like they've got a slight like half-court trap going on. Down low to Chakwalu. Kicks it out to Corey.
Way out top to Alvin Breaux.
Yeah,
Breaux just daring them to come out. And the running layup is good by Alvin Breaux. He's got 20 points.
The Longhorns have broke 60. It's 60-45 Longhorns with 2 minutes left in the ballgame.
Longhorns average 54.8 points a game, a little bit better than their average. They give up 52.4, and that's been a little bit less than their average. Uh-huh. So all things considered, good on both sides of the ball.
Budalal's taking it kind of around all over the place right now. It doesn't really seem like Dulles is trying to foul or trying to win the game here.
Drive on the basket by Alvin Breaux, and that one doesn't drop. Now back out to Chitt at the free throw line. No good. Corey Jackson with the rebound, and that ball is swatted out of bounds, but last touched, it looked like, by Jackson as he tried to get it back. That'll be turnover number five this quarter and 17 for the game. Again, Brian Henry Jr. in. Also, Michael Osakwe, he's a senior. He's in the check into the ball game for George Ranch. Michael Osakwe.
It's Carson Harris is in the game too for the Horns. The senior guard. It's always great for these blowouts to get some playing time for some guys who don't really see it that often. So, minute 21 left in the ball game. It's going to be Dulles ball inbounding it on their own basket, taking it right to left with a minute 21 left. 60-45 Horns.
Yeah, Alvin Breaux checks out of the game. Carson Harris, a senior in the ball game for George Ranch, will bring you up to date on those five on the court now for the Longhorns. Shot put up from the right wing and a scramble for the basketball. And the ball is awarded to the Vikings, although it looked like the Vikings slid out of bounds with it. I think
we have got an overzealous fan over here giving it to the referee. I don't know. He is mounting off. Student section is mad. It's a 15-point game, guys. Let's settle down.
Jordan Harris will inbound at the far side. 1:05 in the ball game. Longhorns by 15. 60-45 into Pablo Johnson, a 6'1 senior for the Vikings. Johnson has his shot blocked on the left wing. Ball still retained by the Vikings. And just for a matter of seconds, and a foul whistled against Javon Walker, his fourth. Looked like Jordan Harris kind of took a foot to the head when he was down on the court also.
Yeah, it looked like it was an inadvertent kick right there, but hope he's okay. He stayed in the ballgame.
Drive on the basket by Nehemiah Milton, a 6'2 senior, and that goes out of bounds. That's turnover number five this quarter and 16 for the game. And across is Carson Harris. Harris to Javon Walker. Walker out top, 30 seconds left in the basketball game. He's picked up there by Grant Vasquez. Into Brian Harris, left-handed shot, no good. Off the boards, this one. Ogun Sanya tries to put up the reverse layup. He's blocked. Ball retained by George Ranch right in front of us here. Ball knocked around. Into the hand of the Vikings with the final shot. That does not drop. Final score, George Ranch, 60. And the Dulles Vikings, 45. We'll be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. Final score again, Longhorns, 60. And the Vikings, 45.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Back at the gym, Longhorns beat the Dulles Vikings by 15, 60, 45. Chichiaquilu led all scorers on the court with 24, 20 by Alvin Bro, 11, Caden Munalal, 3 by Javon Walker, and a basket by Corey Jackson, 60 points scored by Brian Henry's crew. They turned the ball over 18 times. Longhorns pick up victory overall, number 17 on the year. They're 4-9 in 26A play. On the other side of the scorebook, 16 points for Carter Truscott. He's the leading scorer. And then it drops off from there. 8 points, Chase Bernard. 7 points, Rosiah Scott Bates. 3 points, Taylen Ford. A free throw by Jordan Harris, a free throw by Justin Davis, and 6 points by Grand Vasquez. We talked about him. He came in the second quarter and scored all of his points in the second quarter and then kind of disappeared until the fourth quarter. Not really sure why he didn't get more playing time. He seemed to be really very court aware and really doing a nice job there. In any event, the Longhorns outscored the Vikings 11-4 going away and beat them 60-45.
That was a great game there for the Horns. I'm really proud of how our boys fought, and we managed to hold on to the end and get a pretty convincing victory of 60-45.
Lead as high as 16 on several occasions, win by 15, but it dropped off to as little as 8. At 1 point in the third and in the fourth quarter. But the Longhorns, as Jack just pointed out, stuck with it, really pulled things out. Let's see, 9 points in the fourth quarter by Chiaquilu. to go with the 15 he already had. He finished with 24. He was, 3, 4, 6, 4, 11 from the free throw line. Just a nice night.
It was an absolute great night for him. And I'm really happy for everybody here tonight. Everybody played their best. Even the Dulles Vikings gave it their all. So good for them. And hopefully Coach Henry uses this win to build on into the next coming weeks.
Dulles leaves the building at 14-16 overall, 1-11 with 4 games to play, as the Longhorns do in 26A. Great job, my friend. He's Jack Green, his GRHSI radio debut. Nice job, Jack. Hope to have you back for some more games before the season ends. Girls basketball and boys basketball both finishing up over the next couple weeks, and if he comes back, we'll be glad to have him back, and we'll get on the air on GRHSI Radio. Final score again, Longhorns 60 and the Vikings 45. For Jack Green, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Join us for live play-by-play of girls and boys basketball at the Ranch this season. And stay with us as we hit the road and follow both of our George Ranch High School teams through the UIL playoffs and the championship rounds of 6A play. We take the air 15 minutes before tip-off and carry all the action through the final buzzer. GRHSI Radio is Lamar CISD's first and only campus radio station, operating out of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. So long, everybody.